What if I told you that by the end of this service, you will know the secret to living a life of rest and peace? Some of you are already rolling your eyes. I can feel it through the screen. Hear me out. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about the ways that God lives, moves, and breathes through all parts of our lives. We've talked about our identity and God's calling in our lives. We've talked about God in our generosity, in our charity, the way we care for one another. And today we're going to talk about rest, the way God lives in and continues to move in our leisure and playtime. We live in a culture that celebrates busyness. We boast about how much we have to do, often under the guise of complaint. We know that successful people have to work hard, so it's only natural that we want to be busy, or at the very least, look busy. It makes us look successful, and that drive has the tendency to pull us in a lot of different directions. In our attempts to look busy, we often become busy, but not always with meaningful or connected work. In his book, Sabbath as Resistance, Walter Brueggemann says this: multitasking is the drive to be more than we are, to control more than we do, to extend our power and effectiveness. Such a practice yields a divided self, with full attention given to nothing. When we root our identity in the work that we do, we get wrapped up in that rat race, endlessly trying to be more and more productive, chopping our lives into segments in an attempt to be more efficient so we can get more done because there's never enough time. It's exhausting. You with me? Do you feel that? I know I do, in my bones. That desire to produce is baked into us from an early age. And while I believe that drive and ambition are godly virtues, God did not create us to be worker bees, endlessly toiling, building, and stockpiling. We were created for rest and work, and the two are not all that different. They share space. They're symbiotic in their relationship. Jesus shows us in the Bible how to work from rest and how to rest in work. In fact, rest is so important to our well-being that it's the first thing God has people do. If we look back at the creation story from Genesis chapter 1, we see God create the universe and everything in it for the first 5 days. And on the sixth day, God creates people. And on the seventh day, everybody rests. People haven't even done anything yet. We hadn't even started calling squirrels squirrels yet. But the first thing God does is rest with creation, rest with us. And that reveals a few things about God's character. First, God's not a workaholic. God isn't worried about creation functioning, and the well-being of creation doesn't depend on endless work. The act of making space to rest reveals a trusting God and neighbor that our world will not fall apart the second we stop. It is a recognition that God is in control and we are not. Now, you might have noticed I said making space to rest rather than making time to rest. Rest isn't something that just happens when we stumble upon some free time. True rest happens in the mind and in the heart. German philosopher Joseph Piper said it this way: leisure, it must be clearly understood, is a mental and spiritual attitude. It is not simply the result of external factors. It is not the inevitable result of spare time, a holiday, a weekend, or a vacation. It is, in the first place, an attitude of mind, a condition of the soul. The truth is, there are times when we set aside time to rest and it isn't restful. Maybe you're trying to keep up with a jam-packed vacation itinerary, or you finally have a quiet afternoon to yourself, and then a friend calls in distress and needs to talk. Simply setting aside time to rest does not equal rest. It is an attitude of the heart that can be practiced even when circumstances aren't particularly restful. In the end, our rest isn't found in a day off or a week-long vacation. It's not found in a Sabbath day, but in Jesus himself, who promised in Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So there it is. The secret to a restful life is not taking a break from social media or taking a day off work. All those things would help and do that. The secret is an identity rooted in Jesus Christ that says, "I am a child of God," and that, simply that, is enough. Before we pray, I want to leave you with a quote from one of my favorite modern theologians, Justin McRoberts, and a passage of scripture from the Gospel of Matthew. McRoberts says this: "Yes, there is a lot to do, too much it might seem. Do what you can, not because it is enough, but because it is all you can do. I think that makes it an act of love, and in the end, it will be your love that mattered." And finally, from the Message paraphrase of Matthew chapter 11, Jesus invites us into a radical, life-changing kind of rest. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Let's pray. God, I pray that you would lay a blanket of quiet over our hearts. Help us to see you in our work and to see you in our rest and to see that we are not defined by the quantity of our output. We are not machines designed to produce and to churn out product. But God, we are yours. We are made in your image. We are children of God, and that is enough. Let us find rest and peace in that identity. And when we have time to relax, to kick back, we thank you, as that is a gift from you. And we thank you that we can also find a restful attitude and spirit in the midst of troubling circumstances. God, thank you for being a part of every part of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.